Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, September 14th.
Hello.
Hi, we're back with you.
Yes.
What a beautiful morning outside, huh, Tori?
Yes, it's like a cool, crisp day.
Almost an autumn day.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. 21st, I guess, is going to be the first day of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be interesting. Hopefully, we're not going to get any more hot days this year.
Yeah, I'm over the hot.
Right?
Yeah, hot's over.
And let's bring on some rain, man. We need some rain.
We definitely do. We were talking to Susie Q, and she said the smell in Hollywood is so urine.
Yeah, Phil, right?
We need some rain.
Yeah, to wash away all the urine. Then it's going
to
smell even worse.
You know, to clean the air a bit.
Yeah, maybe, but so you're going to wash away all that urine and spread it all over the place.
Yeah, good God. Hollywood!
Yes, the thoughts we're bringing you this morning, the visuals.
I love it.
We're going to have a phone guest today calling in a few minutes. We're going to talk about... about a lot of things, really. I mean, her book is called Dark Rage, and I'm just curious to find out more about what went on, mm-hmm. Behind writing the book and mm-hmm. everything. It's a heavy book. Heavy as far as content, not necessarily weight. I don't know. I haven't picked it up. But, so it's a fine morning in L.A., and... I mean, is there a lot of things going on in the news story?
It's like, to be honest, there's just a lot going on with Trump, and they're looking into Trump Foundation, and they're looking to see if maybe Trump has ties with so many foreign policy leaders of like a pay-to-play kind of thing that he wouldn't be effective as a president because he has so many inner dealings with them.
Wow, okay.
So I guess more federal investigations are starting to go into Trump Foundation. So it's more shit about Trump,
yeah, right?
I guess is what I'm saying. But last night I had friends over. We watched, what is it called? Snake Eyes, that old movie with Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
Man, Nicolas Cage is very good at overacting. He just
really
screamed the whole time. Yeah, really? He's like, I don't know. Yeah, but that's Nicolas Cage. It was just interesting. I don't know why I thought that.
It's funny. I never notice if people overact or underact. You know, I just like go to a movie, it's either good or bad. You know.
Well, Nicolas Cage is like fun to watch while he overacts, but he just does not do subtle at all.
Yeah, I guess so. But maybe it's the kind of movies he's in.
Yeah, but he's like, he's just all. Always there, raging. So it was like so funny to watch. It's a good movie.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. I mean, I don't remember shit about it, but
it was about like a heist and then there was an assassination, and you saw from different points of view. It's a very like Brian De Palma.
Oh wow,
film
sounds good. I like heist movies.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cool. It was just a lot of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Did you hear they're making like Ocean's 8 or Ocean's 7 with women?
Yes.
That would be cool.
I think so, too.
Right?
Yes, I think that's... I mean, I hate that it has to be, like, the woman remake, but I think that's really fun. It's going to be great.
I know, like they did with Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
you know?
It's very, like, the girl version. But, I mean, that's better than not having the girl version, I'll take it. Yeah, exactly. I'll take it.
I know, anything, just to make everybody equal, I guess. I don't know.
And there's just to have a girl see herself on the screen in that is cool.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see about that. Do you ever watch The Bachelor and things like
that? No, and like every other girl I really respect does.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like a guilty pleasure of like so many wonderful people. I watched Are You the One, which is so embarrassing. It's on MTV.
Uh-huh. Is
oh
that
my
similar?
God. It's 20, so bad. It's 10 girls, 10 boys, and they've been paired up by matchmakers and psychologists with their perfect match, but they don't know which one is whose.
Oh.
So they have to guess the 10 perfect matches, and if they do get it in 10 guesses, they get $1 million to split. And it's so bad, but it's so good.
Really?
Oh.
There's a guilty pleasure for you.
Good God. Do you have any guilty pleasure or TV shows you're watching?
No, not at all. I don't watch any
TV. Oh, that's right. That's true.
I'm paying $100 a month for cable so I can have CNN, for crying out loud. I try to cut the cable.
Yeah, we cut the cable.
And but, you know, in order to see CNN, I had to get a program called Sling TV.
Yeah.
$20 a month, you get to watch a few good channels, right? Yeah. It never works. The app is the biggest piece of shit I've ever had. They always tell me, I write to them, they're like, yeah, download it again.
Yeah, that's always it. Turn it off and on again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Your thing doesn't freaking work, so I had to give it back and get the cable box again.
There you go. Back paying to cable.
Yeah, paying $100 a month for what?
For what?
You know, for internet and one channel.
We really don't watch a lot of TV anymore. It's only when I work out and I watch my Datelines. Because we cut the cable, it's like, and I watch, you know, the Great British Baking Show, obviously. But yeah. But very few shows.
So how do you watch instead of the cable? Do you still watch any TV with device?
Yeah, like I'll watch the Kardashians. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm just relating how terrible I am.
So what device do you guys
use? I use Apple TV.
Apple TV.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's like $99 or something. It's probably cheaper now. And there's a really, if you get the new one, there's a game called Quiplash, which is everyone goes on their phone and can play, but we all watch a screen. And it's sort of like you fill in the blanks and the funniest person in the room gets voted. And it's probably the best game I've ever played in my life.
Oh, sounds
it's like, it's so much fun. So anyway, Apple TV has Hulu and you can download PBS or CNN or any of those.
Right.
So it's really worth it.
Yeah. I know. I have Amazon TV.
Yeah.
Amazon
the
Fire
stick?
TV.
Yeah.
No, not the stick. It's actually a device like Apple.
Cool.
Like the Apple TV thing. It also costs, I think, $99. And it works the same way. You know, it's got all these different Hulus and Netflix and, of course, Amazon's huge library of movies and TV shows and stuff. So it's pretty cool.
But it's hard because when I want to find a show, I have to go to 8 different interfaces to find it.
Right.
I wish there was a website that's just like, find it on Amazon, find it on Netflix. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm sure I know there's a website. Are you? Is it streaming.com? But it's hard to find the dang movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Some people actually play it on their computer, and then you can stream it with that
Google
Chrome.
Yeah, we do that,
Chrome
too. Thing. We do the Apple TV AirPlay. So if you're playing a YouTube funny clip and you want to show the group, you put on AirPlay, and it jumps to the TV.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I mean, we have things we didn't even realize we needed.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I know. Yeah. Watching news bloopers for an hour and a half.
Yeah. And apparently all the pre-orders for the iPhones are like, you're going to get them only in November.
Yeah, yeah, December, November. Yeah. My friends got them in, I think, the end of October?
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah, long time to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my nephew tried to order one at midnight, and for some reason he had some problem with his carrier and stuff that said suddenly he wasn't eligible. So he was late by like 15 minutes.
Oy.
And
he'll get it in 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So that's what's going to happen there. But
you'd think they just make more ready for the launch. I know this is a thing, but I mean, I know they're doing it for advertising, but you think they just make more.
Right, exactly. But they don't care because they're going to sell them anyway.
Yeah, so and it looks good.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah. It's just like those clubs where you have people waiting outside.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't even need to be outside. They're just
There's
doing
no
it.
One indoors.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They're just doing this so it look like they're busy.
And it's freezing and you're wearing the tiniest dress with your heels and you feel like an idiot. That's why I don't do those anymore. If there's a line, I'm out.
Yeah,
I won't do it. I feel like a huge piece of shit.
Right.
I do.
But, you know, if you go to places like Vegas, they let the women in without lines.
If
you
have your tits out.
That's true.
Sometimes I dress kind of like this, like a homeless person. And they're like, get back in line forever. Don't ever come here. I just can't do it. I don't even have dresses like that.
Yeah, that's true. Some of them get all out of line.
And they
sure
do get pushed in front. So that's great.
That's true, yeah. Because they're valuable. It's worth money to the clubs.
Absolutely. But it's odd because are you really going to go, like, talk to those women? You know what I mean? Do you ever go up and just be like, hey?
No, I don't, but it attracts me to the club.
Okay, that's fair.
That's what they're trying to do, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot women.
Yeah, that's true. That's why they always park the fancy cars in the front.
I know. That's so funny.
It's all one big bullshit.
It sure is. And LA is the fullest of the bull.
LA is full of bullshit.
God, man.
There's so many bullshitting people here.
Totally. Love it in LA. Love it.
Wow. So cool. We're going to have studio guests actually tomorrow and Friday. Pretty cool guests. So that'll be interesting. We'll talk more about relationships and things like that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I got an invitation on Facebook from Andre, the photographer.
Yes. My friends are going. There's going to be 6 or 7 of us.
Cool. That's going to be this Friday night.
Yes.
September 16th. If you guys want to see like an awesome gallery, photo gallery, be at the Woodland Hills, the new mall. I forgot what they call it, Westfield, whatever. And it's called Andre Dumas Gallery.
Yeah, and it's all really cool aerial photographs of animals and landscapes, and it should be really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a red carpet and free booze, free food.
Exactly. You can't go wrong there.
No.
Cool people. Yeah. The guy owns a Tesla, man, or leases one, but still, you know how much the Teslas are?
Tell me.
I thought they were like $80,000.
Right.
$130,000.
Oh, my God.
Those
and he had the self-driving button in there, you said?
Yes, yes.
God dang.
Yes.
Do you know how much I'd use that?
Really?
God.
I know, it's kind of scary, but I guess once you get used to it, you know, certain times it sounds pretty good.
Pretty good.
So now, I guess I was just reading on that they're going to start using sonar instead of sensors that they've used before.
Oh, interesting.
So this is going to be, this is going to be very cool because it works like bats do.
Yeah, and dolphins.
Yeah.
Like we talked about.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So things are happening. Colin Powell has some shitty things to say about Trump.
Who doesn't? Who's like, he's great.
Right. Calls him a pariah. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I always respected Colin Powell, though. I guess maybe because he was a general and everybody was like, wow, you know.
Yeah, but I think he thread the needle of people. I mean, even as a like bleeding heart liberal, I respected him.
Yeah. He seems like a rational person.
Yeah, he's like apolitical. Like he'll go to both sides if he thinks that's the right thing to do.
Right.
And did you see that Obama was booed at the 9/11 memorial? And I see you might have booed him. My bad.
Maybe.
Yeah, I shouldn't have talked about it.
Maybe I was there. Yeah. Where was it?
It was at the 9/11 during a football game. There was a 9/11 address, and he was speaking, and people like booed him.
Wow.
It's just ironic because people are like so upset that Colin Kaepernick is like kneeling for anthem, but that they'll boo the president.
Yeah,
but I get it. It's different strokes for different
people. Yeah. I know, but why does everything become political, mm-hmm, you know? That's what I don't understand. I mean, this is sports, you know?
You know, he just gave $60,000, Colin Kaepernick. He's already given all of his jersey sales to charity, but he gave $60,000 to, this is so cool, backpacks to kids who are in poor schools and they don't have anything, and got them cool like red Nike backpacks, and things like that can change a kid's self-esteem very quickly.
True.
Instead of like carrying all their shit or whatever. He's a very cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does that make up for that? I don't know.
I think
a lot of people are offended, and like
very
you
offended.
Said,
very
and
offended.
Like I said, you know, he is part of a team, you know, and I think in my opinion he's taking advantage of the attention the entire team has in order to make personal political statements, and I think
it's a very patriotic act by being able to have free speech.
I mean,
you know, Texas v. Johnson allowed you to burn the flag, which was crazy, but that's really the basis of America, was allowing you to protest with free speech against anything. And I think he has a voice and he's using a platform. I do see that he's on a team, but I I'm a person that's gone to protest, so I'm someone that's I do see how it would hurt someone's heart seeing someone kneel during the national anthem. I do see that. But I also think it's somehow a pretty patriotic thing if you look at it from where America was formed.
Right.
But it's controversial, I feel you.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the teacher that was shamed for her outfit? Did you see that?
No.
Oh. I don't know how to feel about it.
What kind of an outfit did she have?
Here, I'll show you a picture.
Pretty sexy,
if you guys
or what?
Pretty sexy. And she looked great.
So why would
Atlanta,
somebody
Georgia was called too sexy. Patrice Brown went viral on Twitter and Instagram Sunday, accompanied by the hashtag Teacher Bay. So she's wearing this like pink short sleeve bodycon, very bodycon dress with a booty, and has huge heels on.
Oh, wow.
And
she
looks great, but it caused like an enormous outrage that she was too sexy.
Wow. Let's come back to that after we talk to our guest.
Perfect.
Because we're receiving the call now. And is this Iman on the phone?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Iman. How are you doing? Can you pronounce your last name for us?
It's Technically, it's Yom Par, but here would be Lom Par.
Right, but it is Yom Par. That's why I wanted to ask, because it's two L's, and I know that's how it's usually pronounced. Otherwise, you know, if it was Lom Par, they wouldn't put two L's there. It's not necessary, right?
Lama.
Yes, it would be Yom Par. Thank you for calling us, Iman. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Ooh, Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore,
nice.
Very cool. And is that where you've lived all your life?
No, actually, I was born in Spain, and I grew up in Mexico.
Wow.
And I've been here in Baltimore for 9 years.
Oh, very cool. What was it like growing up in Spain?
Well, I left when I was three.
Oh, so you don't remember much.
Yeah, I grew up mostly in Mexico. I mean, my parents do go back pretty much every year to Spain, and I used to go pretty often when I was younger.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not the mainland Spain. It's technically, I don't know if you've heard of the Balearic Islands. It's called Palma de Mallorca, so it's an island right off the coast of Spain.
Mm. Oh, wow, that name sounds familiar to me. But
really?
Wow, yeah, so very cool. And so you end up in so then from Mexico you moved to where in Mexico did you live?
My parents still live there in Cancun.
Ooh.
Wow. Nice. Well, that's the best part of Mexico, obviously. So
tourists.
Yeah, for tourists at least. But that's a cool place to grow up. How did your parents end up there?
Well, my dad works in tourism, so in Spain he got an offer for a job in Mexico. So, that's when we moved.
Oh, wow, very cool. Yeah. So you lived like in a tourist place.
Both places. Yeah, Palma Mallorca is really touristy, and so is Cancun. Yeah.
Wow.
They're so annoying, aren't they?
but
tourists can be so annoying.
Yeah.
I grew up in D.C., so I'm amongst tourists as well. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. Sometimes it does. I mean, especially because my dad works in he works in hotels, mm-hmm. and he used to be director of a few hotels. So, of course, during spring break, he was not happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there you go. Yeah. At least you get to travel a lot with a daddy like that. So there you go.
Yeah, but really, Cancun, spring break, hotel.
Yeah.
Those are tough.
Yeah.
That's tough, my love. I think I was there.
Really
I don't
tough.
Remember if I was there. I think I might have done one spring break in Cancun, but I don't remember. I mean, it's just a shit show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. So Iman, you wrote to us a little bit, and you wrote a novel called Dark Rage. Now,
yes.
I'm sure this is more than just a story, because you said it's got a lot of underlying themes to it and everything. And tell us a little bit about what the story entails in the Dark Rage.
Also the plot. Okay.
Yes.
So it's basically a biracial woman, her name's Astra, and she just doesn't know how to communicate very well with emotions, vulnerability. She's pretty aggressive. So she starts to wrestle to try to get rid of her, you know, to not be so angry.
Mm.
And she starts to suffer from blackouts. And she realizes, like, once she comes back from them, that she actually goes into rages and hurts people.
Wow.
To the point that she actually ends up beating up a cop so bad that she kills him. So they send her, so she goes to jail.
Wow.
She is
aggressive, but, obviously, yeah. So
there's
a lot of anger underlying all this.
Yes, there is. So, of course, as you go through the book, you understand a little more about her, and then she actually gets released from the cop that she killed. Her his son actually releases her from jail because he doesn't think that she's guilty. She thinks that something else is going on.
So
together they try to figure that out. And I mean, I kind of like the fact that she is so angry and he isn't. He's like the complete opposite. So, yeah, there's definitely a balance of personalities in there.
Did you deal with anger? How did you get into this sort of rageful mode? Do you deal with that personally or no?
I don't like to show emotion. I am very much like her. Of course, I don't beat up people.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do like lovey-dovey type vulnerability, that kind of way. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know how to really deal with that. So, I mean, I'm not a very angry person, but I am pretty, I like to keep things bottled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't really like to, express them.
Now, usually so, I know these things develop in childhood, right? I mean, can you attribute this to anything that happened to you where you may not trust people and you don't feel like you belong or accepted?
I don't know. I mean, I was a pretty happy and crazy kid up until I turned 13. And then that's when I pretty much stopped being really social. I mean, I have a little bit of social anxiety. I think it pretty much just attributes to the fact that I do have some type of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like I said, once I hit my teens, it probably wasn't as bad as it is now just because of the fact that my parents would pretty much take care of everything. I still live with them, but once I went out on my own, my anxiety did get a little worse. So, I mean, I'm not taking anything for it. It's not that bad that I need something prescribed.
Right.
But I do always like to plan ahead so I don't try to get into any situations that I can't get out of.
Yeah.
Even though that's not the way life goes.
Right, that's the opposite
that
of how it goes.
Right. Better.
Right. No, I know. That's how I am.
Yeah.
I have a lot of social anxiety and you want to avoid, and you can never win that game. Ever.
Yes, wow. That is true, yeah.
So what happened at 13, around 13? What happened in your life, you think, that made you become like that?
Hormones?
Less vulnerable?
Yeah, I think probably just hormones. Oh, well, maybe the fact that I do remember having this friend who I always considered my really best friend, and she went away and I hadn't seen her in a while, and then when she came back she ended up spending the night with me. I wrote her this letter and I told her, you know, I think that you're my best friend and everything, and she said, well, I don't think that I'm your best friend. I mean, we just started seeing each other again. I mean, we can call each other friends. So that felt like definitely a rejection for me.
Rejection.
You know, I put my emotions out there and I was rejected.
See,
so
there it is.
After
there's the original trigger, right? So you put yourself out there, got rejected. Why would you ever do it again?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You won't open yourself up anymore.
That's right. That's hard.
I know. And that's what happens when we're young. You know, we build up walls around us, but then they become prison walls for us when we grow up, you know, because we don't need those walls anymore, but they remain there and they keep us immobilized, you know? And I think many people have to spend their lives breaking down these walls so they can connect with people.
And like in her book where she's saying that person blacks out, like they physically, mentally can't even handle it. They have to go into another phase, basically.
Yeah. We're talking to Iman Yompart, and she wrote the book Dark Rage. That's a novel. But obviously, there's a lot of you in the book, too, right?
Yes. I mean, the main character, she's mostly me. So it was really hard for me. Actually, I thought it was going to be really hard for me to write the opposite character, Cole. And in the beginning, it kind of was because he's so outgoing and friendly, and he definitely puts everything out there.
I bet that was
but
so nice
actually,
for you. Yeah, I bet you liked it at the end.
Yes. Yeah, the further I went into the book, it was easier for me to write him. And I'm like, he's actually it's kind of freeing to actually write to be like him. So.
Yeah, it's almost like you got to, almost like an actor, you got to play him, and it was almost freeing and relieving.
Yes, it was definitely therapeutic in a way.
Wow. Now, so you address biracial romantic relationships as well.
Yes.
What are some of the points here? Let me ask you this. I mean, you wrote something here. I'm so tired of seeing the white or black couple fall in love. What does that mean?
I was interested, too.
Yes, because I'm not exactly sure how it's... I mean, from movies that I've seen, from books that I've seen, I mean, that I've read, the two main characters are always white, or they're always black, or they're always just one culture.
I see, okay.
And they are the ones that fall in love.
I see, okay. So you want to look more for diversity and
yes,
interracial relationships and so forth.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And just like we were talking about how it's nice to have a girl version or female version of stuff so a girl could see herself on the screen, it's nice to see in a movie screen a biracial couple if you're in one because you get to see yourself.
Yeah.
And there's very few times you get to see it represented in the big screen. That's very true.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, and it's also just the fact that I grew up like that. I mean, my dad's white, whiter than snow, and my mom's African American. So.
Whiter than snow.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I can see, you know, how for a child that would be hard to fit in, you know, because you know, people view you as different. You don't know where you belong. Were these some of the issues you had to deal with?
Well, actually, in Mexico, it's funny because, I mean, in Spain, when I go back, I do feel that way because even though I'm sure it's growing in diversity, it's still not as obvious when I walk around the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You either get really, you know, like European-looking people or you get people from Senegal.
Mm.
And I'm neither. I'm actually pretty, I'm like caramel-skinned.
Mm.
So... so there I still feel like I'm being watched or being looked at or
but
being
not in
judged.
But Mexico I bet is different.
No, yeah, in Mexico a lot of people are darker than I am.
Mm.
So I'm one of the lighter ones. So yeah, in Mexico I actually never really felt that way.
Mm.
It's funny because this next generation is so doesn't see it the same way. It really changed this. The millennials just have very little in terms of problems with biracial and biraciality. It really, and so I always say to my mom, we're all going to end up brown. We're all just going to mix and end up brown. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, Iman Yompar, the book is Dark Rage. Where can people find out more or contact you if they want to?
Well, I have a Twitter account, so they can always contact me there at RayMist1. So I was writing a blog, and this was my pseudonym. So it's RAEMYST and then 1.
Okay.
And they can also look for the book on Amazon. And they can write me at RayMist@gmail.com as well.
Nice.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Well, Iman, congratulations on the book.
Bravo.
Yes. And
Thank you.
I think it's going to touch a lot of people. You know, I think there's many people in situations where they're frustrated. You know, they're stuck with, you know, with the way they are in society, you know. And so we salute you for that, for rising above that, writing a book, sharing your experiences more or less. In a fictional way, and telling a story, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Okay, Iman, all the best to you and much success. Continued success.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, you know, I mean, when people write books, it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm such a reader, but I don't think I'd have the patience to write like a whole book, you know.
I would want to, but I think it's so like to me, it's like Everest, man. It just seems unsurmountable.
I know.
But I want to. But the other thing is, when I was a kid, I had really bad rages too. I one time got so mad at my mom and dad that I slammed the door and then opened it and slammed it, opened it and slammed it, opened it and slammed it until it broke the damn door.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I was. There is a lot of emotions as like a teenager that you're just wrapped in rage sometimes, but I'm cool now, guys. I'm all mellowed out. I'm good now. But I think that rage speaks to a lot of people.
Yeah.
No,
that's true. There's a lot of anger going on, you know.
And confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a human condition. I think that's why we come here. You know, we come here screwed up and then we have to fix things.
You know, when we say we came from the apes and monkeys, and when you study certain chimpanzees and their tribes, they have wars. They're angry. They kill. They cannibalize. I mean, we come from an angry war sort of tribune of animals. So it's in our genetics that we're sort of territorial and angry. And so it's interesting. I think we can all try and mellow out a little bit.
I know. Everybody get high, you know. Smoke some weed.
Yeah, God.
Because, and especially drivers here, man.
That's
it's
bad.
Like they want to kill you.
Yeah, road rage is not good.
No.
No. But you do tend to feel like an animal trapped in a maze at some points in traffic. And it almost goes to a dark rage, you know what I mean?
Right, and you're surrounded by strangers. You don't care about
no
them.
One cares. There's no compassion, right?
No, because it's just pieces of steel with wheels on them. You know, you don't really see people.
No.
You see cars.
Yeah. There's a Buddhist practice Pema does where she's like, I look at other people in cars and I say to them, in my head, you're just like me. You just want to be happy. You just want to get to where you're going.
Yeah,
And so I'm like, I always go, you're just like me, but get the fuck out of my way. I try. I can't do it.
I know. Wow.
It's not good.
Yeah, no, you got to keep anger in check. I know I used to be very angry,
really?
But I've also got bipolar, so.
That can't help.
That's
that can
part
help.
Of it, yeah. But I'm all mellow now. Everybody's like, you're the epitome of calm. I'm like, yeah, you should see me, or you should have seen me before.
That's right. But when did you start to manage it?
Like when I got on good medication.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But it's like if it's purely chemical, it takes another chemical.
But it's not purely. I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. I think I have certain anger too, like the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But about stupid things, you know, like sometimes like. I don't know, like last night, I'm throwing the jacket on the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't throw anything on anything.
Right, he's very clean, you guys. Very
clean. I hang things.
That's very right. Yeah.
So, but I came home and I was dying to go pee, so I just threw it on the thing. Bam, it falls on the floor. I'm like, fuck this. I pick it up again really quick. Falls again.
Oh, God.
I'm like, fuck this shit. I picked it up. I had to pick it up again and slam it against the chair this time.
This is so useful part of your energy.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
But it's just
there. I do that too.
It's just there, you know.
Yeah.
There's pent up rage. I don't know where the hell it comes from, but you got to keep it in check.
And you got to keep yourself in the now. I think when I start to freak out over stuff, like I'll do that too, where like if my toothbrush drops into the sink, what the hell?
Right?
I can't handle
this. Even a small
and it's thing. Like, and then all of a sudden I'll take a deep breath and I'll feel my feet on the ground and my hands on the porcelain and I'll try and take a breath. It does not always work. But I also get frustrated. My frustration level is very small.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Like, frustration tolerance, they call
it. And Pam always says, do you want to be more better at this or worse at this next year this time?
Yeah.
So if you want to be better at this and have more frustration tolerance, you got to practice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I can't do it. But I try.
Yeah.
It's a valiant effort.
A new couple alert, Ryan Seacrest and Adriana Lima.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Apparently, they connected in Brazil, in Rio, when he was doing the coverage.
Yeah, they connected. Yeah, they did. Yeah, Seacrest was at the Olympics. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing there?
Yeah, well, he was hosting it. Yeah. And she's, I guess, I don't know, I guess she's Brazilian, right?
Yeah, she's a beautiful model.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Oh, good for Seacrest. That guy did something right in his past life.
He did, right?
Damn.
He did, for crying out loud, man. I mean, everything is working out for this guy. And you can't help but say, what a life the man has.
And he works his tush off. He gets up at like 3 in the morning and does a radio show. And then, I mean, it's not like he's just slacking off.
Right. But he's also working with these young girls here.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what the hell?
You're like, why am I not writing
Seacrest? Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how long this will last.
Well, actually, we get a lot of beautiful girls here.
Hello.
But I'm too late.
I'm too late. Go for it.
I'm out of the age range.
Yeah. Sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's true, right?
There you go. You always have that.
Yeah. No, I know a few people that actually have connected that way.
Wow.
There's sugar daddy sites and
really?
All kinds of things. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very popular. I saw that on TV. They had Seeking Arrangement. SeekingArrangement.com.
Seeking Arrangement.
Yes.
Wow, how it's so business-oriented.
Right?
Form an LLC.com. Yeah, wow.
You know, they had a special on
Seeking
it once.
Seeking Arrangement.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Interesting.
There's sugar daddy everything. Man.
I like it.
Yeah. So there's situations for everyone. The thing is that the bottom line is... Yeah, you're exchanging money for sex. You know, that's pretty much all it is.
Pretty much oldest profession in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think people are able to connect across ages.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. But the bottom line is, the reality is, men want to do this for the young flesh.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's back to apes. I mean, yeah, they're going to pass the gene on. They look the healthiest. It's back to, it's really a genetic innate thing, is I want the healthiest person to mate with.
Right, and the fertile ones.
The fertile ones, right, which is ridiculous because we're all just monkeys, but I mean, it's very funny to see.
It is.
Very
it is
interesting.
To see, you know, but that's what happens, you know, and I think every relationship is a transaction, you know.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for money, but for security, financial security, maybe, you know. I mean, look, when you have matchmakers, the women usually want to know how much money the man is making.
Absolutely. It's never just like somebody nice.
Right, you know. Yeah. I mean, if I'm settling for life, I want to make sure somebody's taking or is secure enough to be able to take care
of
themselves.
Me
or at least of the family.
Hey, if you're in a sugar daddy situation and you're listening, more power to you, man.
Yeah,
if it
exactly.
fits you both, you don't feel demeaned as a person. And
but why would you?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know.
It puts the woman kind of in a sense of submission, only because she's in a lower status level a little bit.
That's true, right?
But I think the woman, if she's enjoying it, hell, go with it.
Yeah.
Baby.
And besides, on the second hand, though, I mean, look, if she gets a lot of money and she gets away with it, that's pretty powerful, I think.
I think if that's what you're going for and it's what you want in life, go for it.
No, absolutely.
Totally.
But, I don't know.
My mom
man.
Calls my dad daddy. And I once said, you know what that sounds like when you're like, where's daddy? And I'm like, it sounds like sugar daddy. And she's like, is that some type of pastry? And I was like, no, that's like a real fucked up situation. But it's very embarrassing because, I mean, she doesn't know what it means. But she's like, daddy. And I'm like, oh, God. I'm so mortified. Here comes sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Who knows? It should be a pastry. It should be a delicious pastry. It's just filled with money, sugar and money.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
You know. How old is he? Is he in his 40s yet?
Who?
Ryan Seacrest.
So here's my question. I think Ryan Seacrest is ageless because he could be 28 or 50. I don't know
what
he is.
That's true, right?
Is he 42? I'm guessing
he's
42.
He's like timeless. That's what I'm thinking also, you know?
I cannot figure that guy out.
I think he's definitely in his early 40s.
Okay, so that's where you're seeing. But he could be like 35 or 50. I have no idea.
Okay, so let's assume he's 42, right?
Okay.
And she's what? Like, she's not even 20, is she? Lima?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, she looks pretty young to me.
Oh, well, she'll always look
young. Victoria's Secret Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
No, she's got a great walk. She's famous for her walk. She got great hair. What do you mean?
Yeah.
She's a supermodel. What do you want? She's beautiful.
Yeah, blue eyes. Yeah.
She's very tall, so it's going to look like a semicolon.
Oh, okay.
With Ryan Seacrest. It's going to look cute. I like it.
I guess, but people don't give a shit.
No, I'm saying it looks great.
Yeah. Let me see. They have a picture of them standing. It doesn't look like he's shorter than her.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know. But, he gets all the female.
He sure does.
Plan.
He sure does.
Yeah. Well, what can he do? You know, you got to have the genes to be born with. You
exactly.
know, that's one thing that you can't control.
No. And Lima was born out of the womb walking on a runway.
Probably,
she was
right?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, look at those eyes.
All man. Right. Yeah, they're good.
I mean, no, because I've
crispy
never seen
blue.
Her before.
It's like crispy blue, right?
Yeah,
it's like a
right.
nice blue, green.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I will always be a Heidi Klum fan, though.
Yeah.
My one
But
true
I
got
to tell you, you know, I mean, I've got several, like, very pretty women on my social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about this. I said, okay, look, so selfies are acceptable mm-hmm. now. Things are acceptable. But to keep posting pictures of yourself with hashtags like pretty, cute, actress, you know, blah, 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 all this like dimples,
babe.
Beautiful eyes. It's like narcissism.
To another
like
level.
Like I've never seen
before. Yeah. I mean, the selfie.
And they do this
yeah.
a lot. You know, they get like a few hundred likes and they're like in the clouds.
What's funny is we had a guest on that when we was talking afterwards. She said to me, what does actually a like on Instagram do? It doesn't give you money. It doesn't give you anything. It just gives you some self-esteem.
Right.
And it's funny because it's true. The selfie generation is so to be honest, self-absorbed, because it's all about you, that it's hard to have any compassion for anyone else.
That's true,
so
right?
I worry only because it's become a very self-involved, it's all about what can I get to get more likes about my face.
Yeah.
And hashtag about me. It's never about...
I know, you know, and all these chicks, it's like, you know, they're like with their bikinis and everything, half naked, and then they say, oh, beauty's on the inside. Yeah. I'm like,
bullshit.
Fuck you.
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Yeah, that's like Andrea Lima. Like,
I know. They
the
try
inside.
To be like inspirational.
Yeah. To be honest, that's like with Gwyneth Paltrow when she started Goop and all that shit. And she was like, I'm just a normal human being. I'm like, no, you're not. You're Gwyneth Paltrow.
Exactly.
Stop being annoying to us. We know you're rich. We want you to be a movie star. Move away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, come on.
You know?
Gwyneth.
It like, and it's a level of narcissism that what worries me about that it's accepted.
Yeah, you're right. That no one even thinks twice.
Right.
Totally. And then now people are just taking selfies next to you at a concert. And I'm like, you look ridiculous. You look so dumb. But it's so accepted. It's just what you do.
And with the selfie sticks, too.
Oh, my God.
Which is...
I can't handle the selfie stick.
Yeah, right?
My friends had it at a bachelorette party we had in Nashville. And I was like, put it away. We look like dicks.
It's the nerdiest thing ever.
It is. I mean, to be honest, we got great pictures.
Yeah, right?
But it is dumb as rocks.
It is. And you know what? It's taken to a level that you wouldn't have believed maybe 10 years ago.
5 years ago.
Could get away with such like self-love. And,
no.
You know.
And it's like, what's the next thing? Now there's videos. Now there's, you know, Facebook Live. Now there's, I mean, it's like, it's going to just be constantly about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All these videos, the Facebook Live, the Snapchat.
Yeah, the vlogs. It's just you.
It's about you. It's like, wow.
So today, everyone's goal is not to get angry at stupid things and to think of someone else.
Yeah, exactly, you know. But, and guys are like, just like sheep, you know. Mm-hmm. They like anything that's got tits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you get like all these women with like 200,000 likes on Twitter or followers. It's like... My God, man, that's like outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just for looking good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But again, back to monkeys.
Yeah,
the prettiest monkey.
It's a primitive thing.
Definitely,
there's no doubt about it.
Definitely,
you know? No doubt about it.
There you go.
Yeah. So now another Trump thing. I don't care about that. Now, an Indiana fertility doctor used his own sperm around 50 times.
Oh my God!
Can you imagine that? I mean,
this happens a lot. Like, I hear these stories a lot. Yeah, where the guy's using his own sperm. Dudes, that's really primitive, isn't
it? I know.
Spreading it around.
It really is, you know? It's like, let me be the alpha male.
Totally.
Here.
That's so gross. You know, 50 Cent just posted a picture. Someone did a meet and greet, and he said he was his son. And he was like, I couldn't believe it. He had, like, sons he didn't even know about. Like, that's so creepy, man.
It is, you know?
God.
And apparently, this was found out by women that discovered they did their DNA investigation and found that, you know, they found sisters or brothers, and they realized
it was all connected.
Yeah, it was all connected.
They did one a couple of years ago. I think it was more like 5 years ago. They found it out because the doctor himself had a lazy eye or something wrong with his eye. And all the kids that came out something wrong with their eye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How terrible is that?
It's dreadful. And I'm like, hey, everyone's got this lazy eye. And it's like hundreds of them.
Right. So they're saying it's unethical, but to me it's illegal, don't you think?
I'm 100% sure it's illegal.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? You know, people are expecting one thing and you give them another.
No, and unethical, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm sure because when they get the sperm, I'm sure they have certain requests, right?
It's just like sugar daddy. I want him 6 feet tall,
exactly.
Harvard graduate, lots of money, lawyer.
Yeah.
Totally. And he's
most
like...
Most likely to succeed.
Yeah, and he's like, that'll be me again. Wow.
Yeah, so he's just so handsome and smart that he had to replicate himself 50 times.
God, it's so gross. That's like, you know that show 19 and Counting or whatever?
Yes.
I'm like, we're not counting. We're just judging. It's nasty. Stop having children. And they're all like fucked up, touching each other. My goodness.
Oh, God.
Whew.
Oh, man. I mean, so you talk about TV shows like that. I guess TLC reality television show, The Willis Family. Have you heard of that one?
No.
The guy was arrested for alleged sexual encounter with an underage girl dating to 12 years ago.
Oh, that's lovely.
He's 46 years old, and so he would have been 34 then.
Hmm. This is the Willis family? Is it like a multiple family or what?
I don't know what the hell the show's about, you know?
That's what a lot of TLC...
He's the father, though.
Yeah, they have a lot of shows where you're just like, here's another family that's weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's probably what this is, you know?
Interesting.
The show's based in Nashville, and he fled to Kentucky to avoid law enforcement.
That's where you go, isn't it?
Wow.
Kentucky. Whoa.
So TLC is shocked to hear the news. And again, we were talking about this primitive thing. You know?
Are they the musical family, the Willises in Nashville?
I don't know.
Who cares? That guy's
a
dick.
That's true, right?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. I'm sure they talk about the show down here, but.
That's so sick.
Yeah. But the point is that it is a primitive thing, you know? I mean, again, I think, you know, if you throw any male, any female out there, the male's going to bang her, you know? Doesn't matter what age. So we set sort of like ages, you know, as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
But there's reason, you know? There's reason. You know, 12-year-old can't give you consent, you know?
That's
there's
bizarre.
Just no way.
That's a sickness when it goes to where it's not even like genetic.
Well, she was not 12 years old. It was 12 years ago.
Oh, I see.
But if she was underage, she could have been 17 too, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, what about 18 minus a day, you know? I mean, come on, you know. But you have to have some kind of arbitrary cutoff point. So, you know, and when you have someone under the sex with someone under the age of consent, you go to jail.
Yeah, you do. Statutory rape.
Yeah. I don't care if it's sexually attractive to you or whatever.
It's just
we're not apes.
No. We are not apes.
Yeah,
people.
Remember that.
That's
even
right.
Even though if we have those primitive urges.
I know. It's true. You should read Jane Goodall. That's a whole thing when she thought they were like vegetarians and using tools. And then one day she sees one tribe not only eating meat, but eating
each other
and fighting and killing. And she's like, oh, shit, that's us. I mean, that's us.
Wow.
So it's just not so far off, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And next thing we know, apes are taking selfies.
Yeah, right? With selfie sticks.
With selfie sticks. They use tools, people. Tools, I say.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I don't know with Trump, though. He doesn't want a moderator.
Yeah, here's my question. I bet you $3, because I don't have a lot of money, that something happens where he doesn't show up for the debates.
You think he will?
I think he's going to say something is rotten, even though he did well in debates.
Right.
I think he's chicken shit scared of debating Hillary.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah. But he's going to find some way to get out of it.
Yeah. You know, in the primaries, I never thought he was that great.
Yeah, they were all just awful compared to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just was a bully. Yeah. He just took over. I mean, when Jeb Bush announced his name, his campaign was Jeb with that exclamation point. I was like, oh, God, this isn't going to work. Jeb.
I know.
Well, it didn't.
Well, what can he do? You know, that's what we're left with. Hillary, and those are the last ones standing. So that's who we're going with.
That's
and
it. There you go.
One. And after the election, everybody's going to hate each other.
I think we already do.
Yeah.
No, very, very interesting.
Yeah. But no, he claims that now because of Matt Lauer being soft on him, that the next moderator
gonna
is
going to be hard on him?
Right.
That's a baby crying for foul play. Well, I don't want to.
But Trump does behave like a baby.
Oh,
all
my God.
Time,
he's a huge apricot baby. That's what I think of him as. A whining apricot baby. Who wants to bang his daughter?
I know. Remember that?
Remember. It's all over.
Yeah.
The Daily Show does a constant thing on how he wants to bang his daughter.
What?
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, look at him. He's with the young woman now.
Melania. Well, she's disappeared after she plagiarized. I haven't heard one or seen her at all.
I know, except they have a headline today that says that Melania Trump, here's proof I immigrated legally.
Oh, great.
So whatever that story is about.
I understand how he could be so anti-immigrant and then marry. I just don't get it.
Yeah. But you see, the thing is what you have to understand is that, you know, and the left tends to do that. They're saying he's against immigration. He's not. He's against illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm, true.
There's a difference.
True. Very true.
You know? I mean, I'm the same way.
Totally.
I mean, you know, and I'm an immigrant too. And I know people that are here because they overstayed their visas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but it's hard for me to sympathize with them,
you know,
because this country needs to tighten its borders. And especially, you know, and when we are like weary about people that come from terrorist sponsoring countries, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If this is wartime, and it is, I think ISIS is waging war on us.
Do you think a wall would work? Like, do you believe in the wall?
Oh, for immigrants?
Yeah.
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah,
I don't think,
a wall?
Look, it will work, but I don't think it's necessary.
I think it's bullshit. I think, yeah. And he's like, Mexico will pay for it. I'm like, who are you, on crack?
Yeah, no, they're definitely not going to pay
for it. Right? And it's just, yeah. I mean, I do believe in, you know, reformation of the immigrant policy. I absolutely think we need to reinforce and have vetting. But I also think we're a country of immigrants. Yeah. So it's just an interesting tie that you have to do a compromise, and he is very much no compromise.
Right, but the question is, what if everybody knows they can enter here legally and then stay illegally and then get an amnesty or something?
Right,
that's what happens.
True.
You know,
no, I believe in a more comprehensive, where there is reform and there is setups and there is vetting processes. I completely believe in that.
Right,
but I also think he's wouldn't even try to allow that to happen legally. He would just try and block. I just think he's xenophobic.
Well, maybe so, but all I'll leave you with is, remember how Germany and all of them welcomed the refugees, and now they're regretting this because they've been flooded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to control your borders.
That's
you
true.
Really do. Anyway, folks, thank you all for joining us today. Thank you for Iman for calling in. The book is Dark Rage. Go ahead, get that. And Tori, thank you as
thank
always.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.